Hey friends, we're out on the road right now with the boys, and we recently had the honor of being a guest on the Spread Love Movement podcast. The interview went so well, and we spoke specifically about something many of you always ask me about, which is how to find your purpose. So I thought I would share that episode with you now. I hope you enjoyed it. And as always, if you love the content here, share it with a friend as it might help them on their journey.
My man, Danny. Thank you so much for being here and being a guest on the podcast, man. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you having me, man.
Yes, of course. Everybody, check out Danny Morrell. Amazing dude. I only discovered him recently, and I'm so grateful that I did. Danny will guide you in awakening your potential in so many brilliant ways. And Danny, when I see someone like you who's on this path, trying to awaken people, trying to diminish or get rid of their self-loathing thoughts, and allow us to reach our true potential of who we are, that we're unlimited, that we're infinitely powerful, that we can accomplish anything. It's just so awesome to see somebody putting that out into the world. And I did have, I had a chance to look at your background and your story a little bit, but would love to just share that with people. So Danny, how did you get here? How did you get on the spiritual journey to being where you are right now, going and speaking, having these courses and classes, and just being able to teach people the spirituality and the things that you have learned? How did you get here?
That's a great question. You know, I think one of my foundational beliefs is that you can't teach anyone anything that you haven't first experienced or learned yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And so when I first started speaking and coaching, I started it in the real estate world. And it's because I believe that deep within my heart, I always had this desire to help people grow and to help people become the greatest version of themselves. As a matter of fact, if I look back at a journal that I wrote in and I wrote my mission statement, this was, gosh, I think I was 21 years old at the time. And I wrote the words, my mission is to become the greatest example that I can be with the gifts and talents that God has given me, and to help others be their greatest version of themselves with their God-given gifts and talents. And so it's almost as if I was already declaring who I would become someday, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I started doing that in the real estate world. And yet, you know, that world and the energy that I personally was in while I was in that world was very dense. It was very ego-driven. It was very materialism-driven. It was all driven through pain, quite frankly. And so that came across in my messages. It came across in my coaching style. It came across in my teaching. It came across in everything that I did, you know? And then I started my own spiritual journey. It really started when my mother passed away. And when my mother passed away, I was forced to ask myself some pretty tough questions about life and about everything that I believed at the time.
Right.
And the more that I asked these tough questions, the more that I was faced with some pretty tough realities. And it caused me to really like start to unwind a lot of my belief systems and a lot of my patterns. And it caused me to look at some of the emotions that I had never dealt with. And it caused me to look at some of my fears. And really, it caused me to look at the root cause of, you know, the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that created this guy called Danny Morrell at the time, basically, yeah. You know. Yeah. And the more that I addressed it, the more that I started to see the same thing that I was going through, everyone around me was going through. They just weren't aware yet because they hadn't been forced to ask themselves these tough questions just yet.
Right.
And so, you know, I just started talking about it little by little. And next thing you know, people just started wanting to heal and to transform. That's what this is. This is our logo of our company. It signifies human transformation and evolution. And here we are today.
Wild, man. And Danny, in so many times when I'm having these conversations and I'm talking to somebody about how they had the spiritual breakthrough or how they got to where they are right now, coming from such a place of love and kindness and empathy and oneness. And in so many of those situations, Danny, it is a traumatic experience. It's something brought them to their lowest in order to get them to a place where they are thinking about things differently, right?
And yeah, awareness. That's when awakening happens.
Yeah.
Awakening happens when an individual realizes that they aren't going nowhere and they're getting there really quickly.
Wow.
And it happens when they're brought to their knees, and it happens when they're brought to the lowest of the low. And that's why I tell people all the time, and that's why I can tell this to your listeners. If you're going through something right now that might be traumatic, that might be difficult, that might be causing you to, you know, feel some emotions that you're not used to feeling, I want to let you know not only that you're going to be okay, but I want to let you know that there's a gift in what you're going through. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because many times on the other side of fear and on the other side of pain is exactly what it is that we've always been searching for. Mm. And sometimes it requires us to go through traumatic experiences like a breakup, like a death in the family, like an illness, like losing your job, like the market crashing, or whatever it is, to really bring us back to who we really are and who we're really meant to be. And when you think about it, then there really is a gift in some of our most deepest and toughest moments.
I totally agree. And I think that is such a transformative way and such a beautiful way to look at a situation like that. When we're really down, when we have something traumatic that happens to us, it can be easy just to fall into that depression and fall into that darkness. And for anyone out there listening right now who may be going through something like that, again, it's so beautiful to look at it from a completely different way and say, like, hey, where can the gift be in this?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. It's beautiful, and yet it is a choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, you can also choose to look at it for the pain. You could choose to look at it for the negativity. You can choose to look at it, you know, in one of two ways. It's the positive way or in the negative way. Right. Yep. And so, and that's the beauty of this human experience that we get to have, is that we get to choose however we want to look at things.
Yes, I love that. And every single moment, I talk about this all the time, it's like we have a choice. In this moment, I can choose fear or I can choose love. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. And I think this is so important, because this is how I used to be. I didn't think I had choices. I thought I was just on autopilot, and what was happening was what was happening. I had no choice over the matter. If I had death in the family, that was it. I was torn down. There was no gifts there. There was nothing I can look back on that and be grateful for later in life. It would just bring me down. And just having the awareness that we do have a choice, that how powerful that we really, really are, and that we're not dictated by the outside environment. The outside environment is dictated by who we are on the inside. Mm-hmm. It's so powerful, because again, in a moment like that is so dark, if you choose love and you choose the light, it transforms the whole situation. Yeah. It creates a whole different reality for you in a much more positive, loving light, which to me is just, it's everything. It's absolutely wild.
Absolutely.
And Danny, I think on your site, when I was doing some reading or one of your videos, you mentioned that you had done some ayahuasca and been a part of some ayahuasca ceremonies in the past. And it seemed like, with what I read, those were massive moments for your healing and for your awakening. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I do just want to ask you about those experiences and if those did really aid in you getting to where you are now.
I think it's more powerful than aid. I think it was it.
Yeah.
It was it. If it wasn't for my journeys with plant medicine, I wouldn't be who I am, you know, today. And I explained this in my seminars. You know, when you really look at, you know, what is available to us here on this planet, you know, the planet Mother Earth gives us everything that we need. It gives us the oxygen, it gives us the water, it gives us the fruit, but it also gives us the medicine to heal ourselves. And two of the most powerful medicines that it's given us are, you know, the ayahuasca and psilocybin mushrooms. And for me personally, I like to describe those as, the ayahuasca is the healer of the heart and the soul, really. And the mushrooms, which are called the teachers, or in Spanish, los niños, you know, the little teachers, is the healer of the subconscious mind and the subconscious belief system, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's the beautiful thing is that when you are able to work with both of them, and my disclaimer to everybody, please, is that, you know, I cannot refer you to anybody to do this. This is, you're going to have to follow your heart. I will say, be careful and make sure that you are in a safe space with a reputable organization that is able to help you with this. But when you are, yeah, it's the most beautiful, powerful experience that you could ever have. You know?
Yeah. Wow. So I recently,
have you worked with plants at all?
I recently had, my first and only ayahuasca ceremony 2 months ago. And Danny, I'm down in Florida right now. And one of my really good friends, that was her 10th ceremony. And just like you, it has transformed her life. Amazing. Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, and I recommend, particularly with ayahuasca, and this is why we host, if you go to dannymorell.com/events, we host 7-day ayahuasca journeys. We've got one coming up in Colombia. It's all sold out, but next year we'll have 4 of them, and we're planning them in different parts of Latin America. But I personally recommend that when it comes to ayahuasca, that you go away and that you retreat, and that you do it in a setting where you can do 3 journeys in 7 days, because it's sometimes there's like a lot of unfinished business. I'm sure you feel that,
yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And she'll do that, which is beautiful. She'll do that to call you back to her, to help you heal a little bit more. Yeah. Wow. So when you hear of people who have done 10 or whatever, you know, ceremonies, like I've done, you know, I don't even know, but a lot, but, it's because there's unfinished business and there's unfinished work that is still needed in order to help you evolve into the beautiful version of yourself that you're meant to evolve into. Yeah.
Wow, man. Yeah. I did it. It was on a Saturday, one experience with it. And I felt the yearning for more. It was my first time. So like I felt it and went to another place, but I feel like it could have been even more for me. And Danny, mm-hmm. one of the main things that I took away from it, which I feel like aligns so much with who you are and what you're teaching, is I was there in an empty space, and there were all these boulders in front of me, just these huge mm-hmm. boulders that were blocking me. And I had the clarity and the realization that these were all self-made barriers. These are my own thoughts that were standing in my way, that were limiting in my beliefs and what I could achieve. And I realized that I was actually creating all of these. They were not being created by any outside source. It was me. And in that knowing, Danny, I literally went and I knocked one and they all just came down. And there was just such an opening in my heart and such a freeing energy and feeling to know that I am capable of anything, and it's only me who's preventing me from achieving what I want to achieve.
That's it.
Yeah. It was wild, man. Wild. Danny, someone like you, and every time when I talk to somebody, and I just love what you're doing. I love who you are. And anytime I talk to somebody like that, I always want to make things tangible as possible for the people who are listening. So someone like you with your mindset, what are some of the things that you're doing every single day, or things that you are doing weekly, mindfulness, meditation, whatever it might be, in order to help put you in this beautiful, loving state of mind and then keep you there?
Well, I think it's important that everybody knows that being in a beautiful, loving state of being is who you are. You're not anything else. You're not worry. You're not anxiety. You're not fear. You're not stress. You're not hopelessness. You're love. Mm. It's who you were before you came here. It's who you are now. The problem is that true being and that true essence of who you are has just been clouded. And there are those barriers in your way that are in the mind through the programming of the world that keep you from connecting to yourself. And so some of the things that you can do on a daily basis in order to free yourself and reconnect to your heart, which I have to do every single morning, because if I don't, then I become a different version of myself, are a couple of really foundational things. The first one is meditation. And I say that knowing that if I were to meet you right now in the street and I would teach you to meditate, you'd have a very difficult time keeping your eyes closed. because your mind is so active and it's so wound and it's so used to being in control that it doesn't like that you're trying to silence it. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I would encourage all of your listeners. And by the way, I'm going to grab this and I'm going to put this on my podcast if you're okay with that as well.
Of course. Absolutely.
So all of my listeners as well, I would encourage all of them to move past that because it's just like going to the gym for the very first time. Yeah. Mm. When you go to the gym for the very first time and it feels awkward and it feels uncomfortable, you have a vision of who you want to become in the future that pushes you past that awkwardness and that uncomfortability. And so I can remember in my own journey, you know, when I was going through and learning the power of meditation, man, I couldn't sit still. I honestly, Justin, couldn't sit still. My mind was wandering. You got to remember, I was a hyperactive, power hungry, egomaniac, materialistic son of a gun.
Wow. Yeah.
So do you know that mind is looking like, what do I conquer? Who can I beat next? Yep. What fancy car can I go buy? You know, what new Gucci belt can I wear? You know what I'm saying? It was the thing. Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying here and my mind is like, and I was like, whoa, this is just too hard. This is just too difficult for me. Right. But then I had a vision. I had a vision of who I wanted to be. I had a vision of who I wanted to become. And I kept that vision at the forefront of my mind. And I would just sit there with my spine erect and my chin level. And I would just sit in silence. And little bit, you know, right now I got to be careful. Like I'm so comfortable with it. I can literally go within a minute now, mm-hmm. You know?
Yep. Yeah.
But it takes time. And so I would encourage everybody that's number one for 10 minutes. You know, people always ask because we're so wired in the doing mode because yep. Doing is separation from being. People always ask, well, how do you meditate? Well, what do I do? Well, you know, can you coach me? You don't need coaching. It's you. Mm-hmm. It's just you sitting with you. It's just you learning to be in complete silence with yourself. It's you learning to be comfortable with the most important person that there is on this planet, and that's with yourself. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is, we've been taught to not be comfortable with ourselves because it's easier for us through the programming, it's easier for us to look outside for the answer than it is to look for within. And so what is meditation? It's very simply put, it's just your ability to silence your mind for a couple minutes a day and just connect with the truest essence of who you truly are.
Yes. Thank you, Danny. And I think there's so much power in that to see really someone like you, to see, and thank you for being just your true vulnerable self. I knew that you would, and this is amazing, but it's awesome to say, Danny, that you didn't have it all figured out. There was one time where you were all over the place where you couldn't even sit and meditate.
Oh, that still happens. You know, it still happens. Look,
yeah.
You know when it hit me? I'll tell you when it hit me. I was at an ayahuasca retreat and I was in a sweat lodge. And if you've never been in a sweat lodge, here's what a sweat lodge is. A sweat lodge is a little hut. It's so short that you got to crawl into it. And it's built for to have maybe five people sit in it comfortably. And there's 25 people in there. And you're sitting side by side, shoulder to shoulder. And there's a little door. And in that little door, the door opens four times, one representing every element, right? Fire, earth, water, you know, wind. And they're bringing in these hot coals. And they're putting these hot coals in the middle to make it even hotter in the room. Picture the hottest steam room you've ever been in. And you're literally sitting there and your mind is going nuts. Your mind is thinking, I'm going to pass out. Your mind is thinking, I'm going to die. Your mind is thinking, when is this thing over? Your mind is thinking, how much time is left? Your mind is thinking, oh my God, he just passed out. You've been, you know, you're seeing people drop. All of this is happening. And you know what? I realize it. And I can go, wait a minute. I can be myself or I can be my mind right now. And if I'm my mind, I'm going to be in complete misery in this experience. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And if in myself, I'm myself, I can make the choice to calm that voice down, to tell it it's going to be okay. And I can center myself and my energy and place it in my heart, which is my truest being. That's when I learned how to meditate. I learned how to meditate in that freaking heat when everything in me told me run out that door.
Yeah.
And I decided to stay. Mm-hmm. It was in that moment.
It's like in those crazy moments where the ego is bashing you so hard that you can have those moments because you're being like so overwhelmed by it. Like, okay, there's got to be something else here. And I feel like in those moments is like really when that switch can happen, like it did for you. And it's just so cool because anyone listening right now who's struggling with meditating, and I meditate every day, and there's some days where I'm like, and I try not to beat myself up about it, but I'll have a moment where my mind is racing and going all over the place. And instead of being mad at myself or being frustrated, I'm just grateful when the awareness comes back in. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm bringing it back in. I'm bringing it back into myself, into my heart, into my breath, whatever it might be.
Yeah, go ahead. It's just learning to be patient with yourself.
Yeah, really.
Because if you can't be patient with yourself and you can't be truthful with yourself in your meditation, I got to ask you a question. How else is that showing up out there in the real world? How is that showing up when you're interacting with other people? How is that showing up in your relationships? How is that showing up in your business? How is that showing up in your finances? Whatever's going on out there, trust me, it's going on in here first.
Yeah.
So that's what meditation does for you, is it really challenges you and it asks you this question. Can you learn to be okay with the one person that you have to learn to be okay with, which is yourself? Can you learn to love the one person you need to love the most, which is yourself? And by the way, you want to attract a soulmate or a partner? First, attract the soulmate and the partner that is within you.
Mm-hmm.
First, get connected with that partner. And then, like a freaking magnet, you'll just draw in everything that it is that you want in your life. Soulmate, health, love, power, money, relationships, success, you know, whatever it is that you want.
Yep.
Contribution.
Yeah. I love it, man. I feel like you talk a lot about, at least in what I saw, how everything is such a reflection of what's just happening. It's a mirror. It's a reflection of what's happening on the inside. Dude, and Danny, once I discovered that and realized that, it is so empowering. It gives you such amazing energy because you know that you're so powerful and that it's all right here. You don't have to rely on anything on the outside. You don't need to rely on someone else's love, on someone else's anything else at all. And when you know it's all within you, it's so beautiful because you know it's here and there's nowhere else for it to go. It's just within you. And then in that knowing, you know that you have that control and you know that you have that power. And like when you don't have to rely on anything or anybody else, that is just such a beautiful moment of just awakening of spirituality. It's like a paradigm shift because now that you know it's all within you. And dude, in terms of the meditating, anyone listening right now who's having a tough time meditating, who's been struggling with it, who can't do it, Danny also struggled with that too. And now look where Danny has gotten to. So never doubt yourself. I know it's hard to do this in moments, but try not to have these negative, self-loathing, self-doubting thoughts about yourself. Know how limitless and amazing you are. And if you are in that situation where you're struggling with that, to me, I would like look at Danny and be like, wow, okay, so this dude was also struggling with something like that. And now look where he is. Okay, that's the example. So now I can also do the same thing. That to me is so powerful. When you see the example of somebody, that just opens up the reality for you to also accomplish and have the same thing. It like lets you know that it's possible and that it's there. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about that a lot. And in all of his research and stuff, he wants to show the example of the person being healed from Parkinson's. So the person in the stands can be like, well, that's it. If they can do it, so can I. And that just really opens things up fully. It's awesome.
Sure.
Danny, are there any other things that you do throughout the day or throughout your week besides meditation? Yeah, that help put you in that place.
The second thing is I go on a walk every day and I just connect with nature and it grounds me. Physical fitness has always been a part of my life. And yet, if you can imagine, you know, back when I was the old version of me, physical fitness was very stressful. It had to do with me grinding and effort and, you know, running and lifting a lot. And now it's just like, you know, I just one day had to ask myself, are you going to be able to sustain that over the course of, you know, you know, until you're 100 years old, 110, 120 years old, which is the goal, which is the vision, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, because the body can do that. It's just we don't treat the body in a way to allow it to do that.
Right, you know? Right. Yep.
And, you know, the answer was no, I won't be able to. And then I said, well, you know, what can you do? Well, I could walk. And will you be able to walk when you're, you know, when you're that old? Yeah, sure. Okay, well, then just walk every day. So that's what I started doing. So I'll walk 30 to 45 minutes or in your heart app on your iPhone between 7 and 10,000 steps every single day. That's my target. That's my goal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow. Danny, I just started recently. We have a dog and my wife normally walks her in the morning and she's away for a little bit. So now I'm walking her every morning. And when we go on our walks, we'll all go together a lot of the time. It's beautiful. But now, Danny, I'm going on these walks by myself and it's beautiful outside. It's about a 40 to 45 minute walk. And during those walks, Danny, I'm doing. It's like a walking meditation where I'm either listening to a book or a podcast or something, but sure. When I'm not doing those things, I am walking around feeling the feelings of me in my future self and the things that I want to accomplish and who I want to be, but I'm walking like it's happening now.
Sure.
Right? And it's only been a few days of me, and I've done this in the past a couple times, but now it's only been like 2 days of me doing it consistently, and I'm going to consistently now do it for at least the next month, possibly longer. But that just really resonated with me. Those walks are so beautiful. And they're just so amazing to be out in silence, to be out in nature, to not be bombarded. I don't have my phone with me unless I'm listening to something, but I don't check my phone for anything. I'm just there. And it's so peaceful and it feels so good.
Good.
It's wild. Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. So I'm really excited that that is happening now. And Danny, even in just the 2 days of doing it back to back so far, it feels amazing.
Oh, it's a game changer.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Danny, in life, and I feel like, I mean, you're in the midst of it right now, but in your life with who you are and what you're doing, what do you feel like your overall really main purpose is, and what in life do you want to create?
You know, let me answer it this way. I think, you know, so many people, again, and I want you to really think about how we are programmed, where everyone has to have like this definitive destination or like this definitive thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people are like freaked out, like, what is my purpose? Like, please help me find my purpose. I mean, I think your purpose was handled the day you were born.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Danny, thank you.
Like, why must you complicate it more than that?
Yeah.
But then there's the next layer that's like, okay, well then, you know, what am I supposed to do? I mean, what if you don't have to do nothing?
Yeah.
What if the goal is just to be and just to be with yourself? See, everything else is, you know, is what you're told has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I want to become a millionaire. I could talk that language too. You know, I could talk that language too. Well, you're going to probably have to start a business. Well, what do I start the business in? Well, what do you love?
Yeah.
What gets you going? Don't ask me. Ask you. See, the real question is, why are we so uncomfortable with going within for the answers? Yeah. And why do we constantly have to search outside for the answers? That's the real question that you have to ask, you know, because when you can have the answer to that question, then it'll take you right back within. And that's when you're really free. So if you were to ask me, like, what is my purpose? Man, my purpose is just to be.
To be.
And the outcome of that being is I get to help a lot of people because part of my being was healing. And in that healing, I want to help other people heal and just experience some of what I've experience because I love it. It feels great. It feels really good. You know, There were some challenging moments. Of course, there was some fearful moments. Yeah, of course. But it feels really good to be in this space right now where I'm free in every sense of the word. I'm free financially. I'm free emotionally. I'm free mentally. I'm feels freaking great. And to me, I think that is our calling is to free ourselves, to be in a space where we can, you know, walk around and free ourselves and hear ourselves and then, you know, be a contribution to other people to do the same thing. So I envision myself, you know, 110, 120 years old with healing centers all over the planet, with communities of a whole bunch of happy freaking people that have discovered themselves, that are living organically, that are taking care of Mother Earth, that are, you know, creating businesses that contribute to the planet and the wellness of humanity, and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Wow. Danny, thank you so much, man, for just like flipping things a little bit and having me look at things from another angle and a new perspective. Because that's everything. That's like the most exciting thing, seeing things from another way. And Danny, this is just so perfect, you saying that. This just reinstates. Yesterday, Danny, I was doing yoga. And before the actual yoga, the video I was watching, she's a beautiful teacher. She'll tell a story. She goes through spirituality. There's about 10 minutes of storytelling before. And Danny, I had a moment where it connected with me and I wrote it down. Wow. It connected with me that don't have an end goal of where I want Spread Love Movement to be. Don't have this finish line that doesn't really exist. Just be. And Danny, I wrote it down, just be the light. That's it. In every moment that I can be, every single second, be the light. And that will take me wherever, to the most beautiful place I can't even fathom right now or imagine. I don't need to have this specific place I want to go. Just be the light in every moment. And to have that experience yesterday and then to talk to you today and for you to say that and reiterate that, thank you, man. That just makes it so much more impactful, so much more real, and so much more connected to that thought.
Thank you, because that was also healing for me. Sometimes I need to hear some of the things that I say. So thank you for pulling it out of me.
Of course, buddy. Danny, who are there other like spiritual leaders or mentors or things that you have been inspired by over the years?
Yeah, this is a great question, because I will say this. We live in a world where a lot of our, you know, quote unquote influencers, or even now, like, it's the cool thing to be a spiritual leader. You know, I'm going to say this with delicacy, like, yeah, a lot of people, you know, I'll say this, even myself, when I first started doing this work, I wasn't ready because there was still a lot of the onion that needed to be peeled out. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I didn't realize it at the time. I had good intentions. I wanted to help people, of course. But now looking at where I'm at today compared to where I was, it's not even close.
Yeah.
And I say that because if you sit and watch and, you know, I'll just tell you this, man, the greatest, you know, well, they're not influencers. The greatest teachers, they don't lead you to them. They lead you to you.
Yes.
They lead you to you.
Uh-huh.
And so if you sit and watch, and if you sit and really pay attention, that's the difference that makes the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this, and I hold no bones about it, but if you put 1,000 influencers or teachers in a room, you'll maybe find 3 or 4 of those. Because the rest, unfortunately, for the most part, not everybody, but the majority are influencing and leading and wanting to teach from a wound. They're wanting to help people to really help themselves.
Right. Wow.
Feel a certain way. And I can say that because that was me. I could, with my heart wide open right now,
yep.
I could say that because that was me. I could say that. You could even look back on my Instagram. You can look back at everything that I did. Sure, the message was great. It wasn't what it is today because it wasn't heart-led. It was from my mind. It was from my wound. Mm-hmm. The message really was, please like me. Please accept me.
Wow, yeah.
Please value me. Please love me for my looks. Please appreciate me for my money.
Mm-hmm.
Please look up to me for my fancy car and my fancy house. Please help me calm my ego and help me address the wound that I have inside that I'm afraid to address myself.
Wild. Wow, man. Thank you for that. Really.
Yeah.
For just being so open and honest with that. Wow. That's
So if you were to ask me, to me, there's two. There's Eckhart Tolle and without a shadow of a doubt, Joe Dispenza.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I can say that wholeheartedly. Eckhart Tolle, his books will absolutely change your life. And Joe Dispenza and what that man does. Because I know we're on our way, but yes. You know, we will at some point and we will have that type of impact on humanity. I don't want people to follow me or like me or love me or I don't want any of that. Because that's the game. That's the game everybody else is playing. I want people to follow and like and love themselves.
Yes. That's what I want, right? I want people to find the beauty in themselves and to love themselves.
Yeah.
Just have unconditional love for themselves because they deserve that.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful and they are love. And just it's just helping them reconnect, like you said earlier, with who they truly are.
Yeah.
Which is sure. Just which is love.
For sure.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. And Joe Dispenza and Eckhart. Oh, incredible. I love that
And I will say there might be more.
Yeah.
I just haven't been, I keep my circle and I keep who I allow in very tight.
Yeah.
Very tight. I'm very protective of my energy. And I recommend that everybody be that way, you know?
Yes. Yep. Danny, real quick, last question. I feel like you've in a way answered this, but I ask everybody this and I need to ask you this question. The biggest goal in my life and Spread Love Movement is to help shift the collective consciousness of the planet to be more happy, more peaceful, more loving, more kind, more one and more together. And I know that's what you're doing right now, man, but like, what do you feel like you're doing now or in the future that is aiding in this consciousness shift that I know that the both of us truly want and know will happen?
Yeah, there's a Ram Dass. Oh, there's another one. Ram Dass.
Yeah.
Ram Dass said something that really made a lot of sense to me. He said, you know, all you can do for me is work on you. And all I can do for you is work on me. So the greatest thing you can do, brother, and the greatest thing that I can do is to continue to work on me.
Yes.
And the greatest thing that you can do is continue to work on you. Because when you work on you, there's a light that shines out of you that does what it needs to do for who it needs to do it for. And when I work on me, there's a light that shines out of me that does what it needs to do for who it needs to do it for.
Exactly. I literally could not agree more. Danny, and so many times when I ask this question to guests, so much of the time, it is this response in different ways, but it is that response where I need to take my attention inward. I need to show more love to myself and others in every moment, be as kind as I can be. The work starts within us. And mm-hmm. It gives me so much hope that so many people have that response. Because to me, and I know to you, that is the answer. That is truly what it is. It's not outside of us. It has to come from within us.
Yeah.
Ooh, dude, thank you so much. Because when it's coming from you now, again, it just reiterates that more. And I'm like, you know, it just solidifies it more in my mind as truth and in my belief, which is everything.
Awesome.
Damn. Thank you so much, Danny. Before we cut out of here, if you could please let people know where they can find you, social media, online, anything.
Yeah. My podcast, you can go to dannymorrell.com/podcast. And then we're pretty decent on Instagram. That's where we, I think, feel like we have the most communication with everybody. And it's just Danny Morrell, D-A-N-N-Y-M-O-R-E-L.
Beautiful. Thank you, man. Everybody, thank you for being here with us right now and being present. This was a really special one for me. Danny, you are someone, again, I only recently discovered, but someone I'm already looking up to. And thank you for showing me what is achievable and the sort of impact that we can make in this world. Go check out Danny, obviously a beautiful soul, pushing out an incredible message that is rooted in your own self-love and your own self-worth, which is incredible. So love you, everybody. Thank you so much for being here and hanging out with us. And Danny, my dude, I can't thank you enough, man. Appreciate you.
Take care, man.
Yep.
That's it for this week's episode of The Higher Self. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to leave a 4 or 5 star rating, share it with all of your friends, all of your family members, and post any comments or questions that you may have, whether you're seeing this on my website, YouTube, podcast, Spotify, whatever the case may be. We really are here to help guide you to your highest self.